We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila. It's Thursday, October 30th, 2025. Are you ready for some spooky storytelling? Well, clear your schedule for the Edgar Allan Poe Speakeasy Chapter 2 tonight at 8 p.m., tomorrow at 6, 8, and 10 p.m., and Saturday at 2, 4, and 6 p.m. The event will take place at the Venue CU in downtown Champaign. The Edgar Allan Poe Speakeasy by the Poe Historians returns to Champaign after its successful first performance and invites guests to come enjoy four new stories brought to life in a feverishly fun theatrical performance. Each story is paired with a uniquely themed cocktail to enjoy while watching the haunts. The four chilling tales included will be The Cask of Amontillado, Annabelle Lee, The Pit and the Pendulum, and The Fall of the House of Usher. The event is 21+, and all guests are expected to bring a valid ID. Tickets are $65 each and going fast, so make sure you purchase them soon at thevenuecu.com/promotions-and-events. Keeping up the spooky vibes, happy Halloween! In preparation for a night of spooky fun, please make note of the official trick-or-treating hours for the Champaign-Urbana area. The official hours for the City of Champaign, the City of Urbana, and Champaign County will be from 6 to 8 p.m. For more information, please visit champaignil.gov. Halloween isn't the only thing you should be excited about this weekend. Dad's weekend is also right around the corner, and it's filled with all sorts of fun activities to honor all the Illini dads. Hosted by New Student and Family Experiences in collaboration with the Illini Dads Association, the university welcomes all families to celebrate the fun fall tradition. This weekend includes a Friday night hockey game, a bookstore sale, a Sunday brunch, and more. If you want to attend these games, don't wait to get tickets. Get them now at IlliniDads.com before they're sold out. The Illini Dads Association is honoring one special father this weekend at the game against Rutgers. Since 1948, the association has accepted nominations from students for a dad deserving of being crowned King Dad. The winner will receive true royal treatment, including free tickets to the game, a free stay at the Illini Union Hotel, tickets to Chancellor Isbell's tailgate, seats in the Chancellor's suite at Gies Memorial Stadium, and recognition during halftime. For more information and the full calendar for the weekend, visit IlliniDads.com. Bring your dads and don't miss out on this fun-packed weekend. Finally, in city news, the City of Champaign held a study session to discuss the city's parking system Tuesday night. The goal of the night was for the city parking staff to receive council input and evaluate the recommendations from a Desmond parking study. Desmond is a national firm that focuses on parking, planning, and restoration. The input and recommendations of the meeting will be incorporated into plans to enhance parking and balance the parking fund, which is currently running at an annual deficit. Ideas raised at the meeting include keeping the parking meters on during the weekend, raising the meter rates, changing parking fines, and purchasing a truck equipped with automated license plate readers. Changes to city parking fines and late fees were last implemented in early 2015. During the council member comments section of the meeting, Council Representative Bob Pollitt made sure to express his opinions on what to avoid.
I would encourage everybody to learn about how the City of Chicago privatized their parking. We shouldn't do that. It's terrible.
An evaluation of ways to enhance the parking system and balance the parking fund is expected to be presented to the council during late summer or fall 2026. To learn more about Tuesday's agenda, visit champaignil.gov. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Sophie Vansaggi, Grace Avila, Kyler Bowie, and Sean Farnsley. From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila.